Leaders in Allentown hope a new rent abatement program will draw artists and craftspeople to the neighborhood. 90.5 WESA's Noah Broad reports the Industry on Industry Artist Residence Program is one part of an ongoing strategy to redevelop the Hilltop neighborhood through grassroots efforts.
Chase McBride grinds metal in the corner of a big room cluttered with odds and ends collected from all over the city. Old furniture, pallets, even the seat of a car. It was junk to its old owners, but McBride views it all as potential source material. His creations fill the tabletops and dot the floor, from the full-sized model of a futuristic gun to the cow skull replica. Even the warehouse studio's coffin-shaped doorway is custom-made. Punk music plays on the stereo.
Usually, most of what I find is between, 100, 150 years old. People just throw in the dumpster after they got the homes, Lawrenceville, Oakland area, all over the city. And so it's really sad just to see it go to a landfill.
During his time in the Industry Street warehouse, McBride's company, RIP PGH, has created signage for several Allentown businesses, along with custom furniture, murals, and jewelry. Community leaders at the Hilltop Alliance, which advocates for Allentown, want to bring at least five more artists and artisans like McBride into the old Industry Street warehouse. Thanks to $33,000 in grant funding, the Alliance is offering to pay half of the artist's rent to the landlord, RE360, for the next 2 years. In return, they're asking that the artists pay them back in the form of public art installments at target sites around the neighborhood.
We're really hoping that the people that come here start to adopt this as, their second home or their first home.
That's Sienna Kane, Allentown Business District Manager at the Hilltop Alliance.
Maybe they'll, buy a place here, rent a place here, and also, work here and kind of get a sense of what they see their project to be in the community.
She's hoping the temporary public art projects will be one part of the continuing redevelopment campaign in Allentown. On a walk down Allentown's main drag of Warrington Avenue, Kane greets store owners and passersby. She says that although the street still does have its share of vacant storefronts, new shops have been sprouting along the sidewalks, blending in with the older neighborhood mainstays.
This is the Allentown Learning and Engagement Center, the ALEC. This is Leon's Caribbean, opened last year in December. Really great jerk chicken, paisanos, if you want to get here an F-bomb and get a slice of pizza, definitely go there.
The recent inflow of new businesses is due at least in part to a rent abatement program along Warrington Avenue. That program was one of several funded by a $1.5 million grant from the state and some local corporations. The trick is getting the businesses to stick around after the grant program dries up in the year 2020. Developer Joe Calloway owns a lot of the commercial properties in Allentown.
And as far as keeping those businesses alive, as a real estate developer, I'm very, very open, including with one of the people that I'm talking with now who already occupies one of the storefronts, is selling them the buildings. I would like to not be a landlord in 5 years.
As successful as rent abatement has been in Allentown, the neighborhood's revival might have started before the big grant arrived in 2014. For example, the small business incubator Work Hard Pittsburgh opened on Warrington Avenue 4 years ago, then known as the Hardware Store. Josh Lucas is that company's founder.
When we moved in 2012, there were many vacant storefronts, and it was basically us and Ala Familia, and then within weeks, Sweet Peaches, the catering company down the street, had moved in, was open, and we've seen steady progress in filling those vacant storefronts.
Years before the influx of new shops, the 2010 census data showed a bleak situation for Allentown. Over the past 70 years, the area had seen 7 decades of population decline, from a high of more than 8,200 residents in 1940 down to about 2,500 in 2010. One quarter of Allentowners lived under the poverty line, and 1 in 5 houses sat empty. The average home value was estimated at about $42,000, putting it in the bottom tenth of city housing prices. Developer Joe Calloway says he's not holding out for large-scale projects from an outside developer in Allentown. He says he wants action now.
Everyone thinks you have to start with these fancy buildings and ripping places down. We're not ripping anything down. We start with people. So we're starting with the makers, we're starting with the coffee shop, we're starting with the real estate company, the construction companies.
Bringing in artists to beautify a neighborhood already on its way toward economic redevelopment is a logical next step for Kane and the Hilltop Alliance. Their industry-on-industry rent abatement program is funded by a grant from the PNC Charitable Trusts and the Local Initiative Support Corporation. For his part, Chase McBride says he's looking forward to having new neighbors in the warehouse. He says he'll make more noise than they can. I'm Noah Brode, 90.5 WESA.